This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by Simple Contacts, an easy and convenient way to renew your contact lens prescription or reorder your contacts from anywhere within minutes. Get $30 off your contact lenses now by visiting simplecontacts.com/WDW or enter the promo code WDW. And now, on with the show.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today.
It's Wednesday, June the 13th, 2018. This is episode 1614. I'm WDW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
Feels like an appropriate time to do the Battle of New Orleans.
Yeah.
But we won't. We'll spare you that. I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm Matt Lott.
And I'm the Grease.
Man who fought in the Battle of New Orleans.
The Grease did?
Grease Orleans.
Mm. Nice.
Grease Orleans. That's good. I like that.
He could be like your brother. It's my brother Grease Orleans. He's the one who lives.
Mm-hmm.
Like your cousin, the Orlean Grease.
Well, there was another name we came up with. I can't.
The Grease.
That's your name. That's another name we came up with.
Goodness Gracious.
What?
That's not your Christian name. All right. We're moving on. Today we are talking about a trip that I will probably never be making, but Matt Lott is making.
Yep.
That is your upcoming family vacation to Walt
Kmart.
Disney World.
Oh,
to Kmart, which is hard
thing.
To find.
Yeah,
2018.
They're hard. That's the vacation part, or
just
the
looking
journey.
For one that's open.
Yep, trying.
Yeah,
to
I think
one.
There's one in Hendersonville still hanging on. Maybe or that one closed down finally.
If anyone ever wanted just about 30 to 40 minutes of his sultry voice, you're about to get it because I don't think any of us have really any thoughts about this.
So. Yeah, I have thoughts.
I love a good water park. I don't know what y'all talking about.
Yeah, Matt practically lived at a water park for multiple summers.
No, just one summer. I got a season pass.
To what water park?
You don't want to know.
Nashville Shores.
Nashville Shores.
Oh, no.
It was beautiful. I mean,
it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Glad there's a lot of people watching right now. People are saying Kmart is closed. No, ma'am. There are 4 locations in the greater Tennessee area.
It's true.
Kingsport, Tennessee, Knoxville, Tennessee, Lebanon, Tennessee, and Sevierville, Tennessee.
Dave Adams wants your review of Nashville Shores.
He just gave it, and we have to delete the show because right. of it. So
people like that Nashville Shores.
No, they just opened up this inflatable park thing.
That's the cheapest new park. It's inflatable. It's temporary.
Yeah, I mean, it's paying dividends.
Yeah.
For sure.
I've thought about taking my kids.
The Lazy River, awesome. The Wave Pool, awesome.
This is a water park.
Unlike Cabana Bay, you can't have your drinks in the Lazy River.
You can't.
But at Universal's Cabana Bay, bets are off.
They have a new rosé you can buy. It's at Carruthers Wine and Spirits if you want to go check it out. It's a rosé in a wine bottle that's like bounceable plastic.
Nice.
And so we had some fun with that on Saturday, scaring people by throwing the wine bottle. It goes boing.
Is that legit?
Yeah. See, it's called French Pool Time. So you can take it to the pool. Because you can't normally have glass bottles.
I feel like you would reuse that.
I mean, if you want, anything. Or you could just buy another bottle of wine. Like, it's not like it's $1,000.
If it's wine in a plastic bottle, I bet you it's pretty affordable.
Mm.
Yeah, but it's bouncy.
It's
like a bouncy ball material.
We're not gonna get to the show. It's like a plastic water bottle, but it's not like hard plastic, okay. is what I was saying. It's got
so Nashville Shores, if you're in the area, worth a visit. Where is it?
It's over.
It's pretty far.
It's
right?
like on the lake, right?
It's in Hermitage area.
Okay, I go to a movie theater out there. That sounded weird to say, which is about an hour from.
Go to a movie theater out there. It's like this is 2018. There's plenty of cinemas that you can go to that are closer.
There's also
to your
a haunted
home.
House we go to out there, right?
Yeah,
isn't that
no,
where that it, is?
No, that's Madison.
Oh, I'm a big fan of Madison, Tennessee. They got good haunted houses and good people over at the Full Moon Cineplex.
Mm-mm.
That's in Hermitage.
Cineplex is in Hermitage.
They I also have a haunted house there.
I feel like right a water park at night would be like the scariest haunted house.
Oh, I've done They've a water talk, park
they,
at night.
They were
Wet n Wild.
Yeah, they first opened Volcano Bay at Universal. They advertised like it's going to be open until 10 o'clock every night. And then they realized, I don't think anyone's coming after it's light outside. So they quickly reversed that. Now I think it closes like at 7 or 8. But the reason we're talking about water parks is because Matt Lott is doing something that it's maybe unheard of, which is in a vacation to Walt Disney World with only water park.
That's like the most first world thing ever. It's be like, I'm so done with like the normal Disney stuff. I'm going to go on a Disney vacation and only do the thing no one wants to do.
It's our non-Disney Disney vacation.
But you guys got, to clarify, you go twice a year normally, right? You do it like a Christmas trip.
They go, my parents go all the time. They're probably there right now.
You go every other year and every year.
Every other year.
Yeah, and you this, every year with you first. We'll get random calls from your parents. Yeah. But hey, it happens we're all in the Animal time. Kingdom. Love y'all.
Yeah.
Your mom is a hardcore planner.
She is. I saved the photo of our calendar that she made on notebook paper with a pen. She drew the squares.
It's like an Excel spreadsheet or Google Sheets. If you still hand drew it,
which in Mississippi that's like a computer.
She's like, you see my Google Sheets?
Mm-hmm. I got.
He can say that because he's from Tupelo.
Totally,
that was offensive to the great state of Mississippi.
Born and raised.
That looks like she was bored at the DMV and like found whatever resources she could to make a schedule.
Now you've offended me. No, I'm kidding. She wasn't born at the DMV, though. That's weird.
Oh.
Anyway, yeah, she has a full-on schedule. And so I guess
let's start. You're going for, a week? Five days?
Yes, going for a week. Week during the middle of the summer, which we typically go at Christmas time.
Whole family.
Yeah, the whole family.
Which is like 20 people.
Now it's 12 and a half because we have new baby Charlie. Brand new in this world.
Just born. Not your baby.
No, not my baby. Johnny's 3. This is my youngest sister's newest baby. So now she has 3 boys, Henry, Russell, and baby Charlie.
It's very specific.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
So you're breaking it up each day. You're there for a week. Are you doing multiple days at the water parks?
I think so. Because we threw around the idea of just doing like a pass, you know, just buying a one-day pass to each park. But then if you do an annual pass for the water parks, it's a way better deal. So I think it's like $125 per person, and you can just go boop, 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 as much as you want.
Mm. Like a water park only pass.
Yes. And we're doing this specifically because we've only been exclusively park vacation for the past 15 years or whatever. I don't think I've ever been to a Disney water park. As long as they've been in existence, I don't think I've ever actually gone to one.
Question.
Answer.
What if you get down there and it's too cold?
Rephrase the question.
What if you get down there?
He's going in July.
Like 75 degrees.
Use it in a sentence, please.
First of all, 75 degrees is not too cold to go to a water park.
I thought you said you're going at Christmas time.
No,
You don't listen.
He's going in July.
That's right.
Usually they go at
Christmas.
Yeah.
Got it.
It's not actually July. It's actually in a week and a half is when I'm going to be gone. The 23rd through the 29th.
So it's not even July.
No, it's June. In the middle of the summer it's way hotter than 75 degrees in Orlando, Florida.
It's super hot there. Yeah, there may be a low of 75.
Right, at midnight.
Yeah.
And so for your fear of nighttime swimming, that could come into play.
Are you guys going to open Christmas presents in the wave pool?
Under the big mushroom?
We have Christmas in June gifts that we're going to throw out.
Some like wave pool stocking stuff.
But I'm excited about it just because it is going to be a different focal point. Now we're staying at a resort. We're staying at the Wilderness Lodge. So we're going to do
the one that feels the most like you'd be going on a water park vacation.
Totally.
Let's go to the one that feels like you're camping in the wilderness.
We tried to stay in River Country and apparently that's illegal.
Yeah.
Even for my family being from Mississippi.
Do they not have like an indoor water park hotel like they do in Gatlinburg?
No, they don't. There is one on right on I-4. You can see it right on I-5 Drive.
Wolf Lodge or something there?
It's not a Great Wolf. Great Wolves are top-notch, top-quality resorts. This is like one of those Radissons that happens to have a water park.
I just want to go to a hotel where like in the lobby like there's a water slide that kind of comes in and then goes out.
The chlorine smell just permeates everything.
Yeah.
You get the shower, you're like, is the water?
Instead of asking for like a non-smoking room, you have to ask, like, can I get the non-chlorine room? That'd be great. And they don't have them.
No. They're not ready yet. They're not clean.
Sorry, sir.
Oh,
all right, so Wilderness Lodge, you're camping out. That's great.
Yeah.
So you're at normal hotel, staying at the resort.
And there'll be the pool option there. They have a great pool. At Wilderness Lodge.
Are you going to eat at different resorts and all that? Are you guys like
Yes.
Let's break it down. Let's start day one.
Let me pull up the schedule.
Wait,
hang on.
I love that Matt Lott is literally going to a water park every day, and he's concerned about the pool being good at the resort.
No.
The pool's pretty good.
Again,
too.
You don't listen. I said there will be that option, too.
So for the day, you don't want to go to the park.
We have pools on pools, is what I'm saying. Options. Listen with your ears.
Bart Scott said they're building a Great Wolf Lodge in Orlando.
2020. Off of 192, of course. Off iDrive.
We're doing the...
Indoor?
Whispering Canyon, which we talked about in a previous show. I'm excited about that. Because it seemed like it was going to be kind of a wash, but... Apparently it's not that bad.
Medium wash.
And for the record, you're reading this off your Mississippi spreadsheets, right?
Yeah, Mississippi spreadsheets.
Probably post this show. We can probably, because we don't want to give away all your personal details, we should post.
These are the hours that I'm going to be there at the park.
Yeah, we should do that.
And this is also my social security number.
But when you're done, we should post your mom's spreadsheet because it's awesome.
It is pretty cool. Did I send you the picture of
it? You showed it to me.
Okay, yeah. It's pretty.
It's really sweet.
I feel bad. It is sweet. Let's see. Roaring Fork. We're going to be eating there at one point. Also, Mickey's Backyard Barbecue. Very excited about that.
Fantastic.
And what I'm most excited about is I have convinced the entire family, almost, except for the people that are going to have to stay behind with the kids, to do the void. I'm like, we got to do this.
Yeah.
My dad texts me a picture of some Star Wars VR set he found on eBay.
Oh.
He said, is this the sign?
I said, don't buy that. Stop. I was like, go check out the Void website. Don't buy that thing, because I think he got a little confused.
He's like, why are we not doing this? We can bring it to the
room. Own Void.
Yeah. I've heard that VR thing is kind of cool for Star Wars, the one you can buy. You like battle people
that, it's
in
like
augmented
lightsaber,
reality. What's happening?
It's the goggles. I don't know.
No idea.
Terry, your phone's trying to talk to you.
Are y'all going to Volcano Bay at all?
No, they're just doing Disney. They don't venture over to the other side of the world.
Actually, Dawn and I considered doing a little flyby over at Universal.
You don't have to fly there. It's just up I-4.
Yeah, it's not that far.
When we were
far.
Kids, it felt like it was far.
Yeah.
It did.
Now
you don't
like
have to fly.
Now it's like 10 minutes.
You can take one of the helicopter tours of the city. I don't suggest it.
How long
I don't
will
know
until
you will last?
Fairly recently, if you were to ask you how far Universal was from Disney, when we were kids, it felt like...
Two hours?
Yeah, it felt... Like
two
were
different
going,
worlds.
Might as well be going to Tampa.
Now it was because where we lived, it was probably 30 minutes to Universal.
Yeah, we lived on the north side of Orlando.
And then another 20 minutes to Disney. But it's like two exits off now. And it felt like, oh, we're not going
that
all the way
also,
down there.
That is also, Disney has creeped.
Yeah.
North a little
but
bit.
But still, I mean, Disney
not
Springs is kind of the same spot.
Creep. No one says creep twice unless you...
Are you sure you've never listened to TLC? But I'm excited
so
about
this. So let's go through these every day.
Yeah,
what
let's
do
it.
You got?
So we're still doing some dining stuff, though. That's cool.
Oh, totally.
And the Mickey's Backyard Barbecue is awesome, and it's the perfect... I feel like it's just filled with children who are soaking wet.
They'll love it.
Like, it's just... That's just what it is. Like, it just feels like you are at a campground. There's just kids running around.
Which, this will be fun, because when I was a kid, we used to go camping all the time. We had a pop-up camper. Every summer, for weeks, we would just go camping. And so... I think that's kind of the feel that this will capture. It'll be a little nostalgic, but not all the way.
And they play music that you're like, I'm surprised I'm playing this here, like Dixieland Delight by Alabama. You're like, this is odd to see Mickey dancing to The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
That sounds awesome.
No, it's awesome. It is awesome.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah.
And the food is great.
Yeah, that's what I've read. I'm really excited.
There's Goofy doing a little jig.
And you're looking at him going, oh, no. And then I look over and my dad's right beside him. And I was like, oh, no, it's happening again. But it's never happened before. But it's just triggering terrible memories from family reunions. So I got that to look forward to, too.
Yay.
So it's pretty much like we have, according to her piece of paper, spreadsheet.
How often does she fail? Like, just gets the timing.
No.
Never.
Oh.
There is no fail.
100% accuracy.
You are doing.
But she leaves
out. There is
out,
no dry.
She's got, we'll have to do something. She's got squares highlighted, like in pen, that are option squares. So these times, and this is why she doesn't fail, because she always includes
it's like
certain
free time?
Things that are options.
You get some free time on this trip?
Totally. Free time in the afternoon after church.
All right, let's see where we like hit. Come on, let's reel this in. Where you got? Day one.
Day one, check in. Try to arrive by lunch or sooner.
Oh, so that's how she gets by the preciseness of it, by try to.
This is checking into your hotel.
We're just trying.
I'm still saying.
We're just trying to get in there. We have a whole day. Then the next day, it's going to be a full-on water park day. We've got the option of eating in the room. There's a quick service that we might take advantage of. Or, and she has this written on every single day at lunch, it's picnic.
So are you you're doing multiple parks multiple days, or picnics, so are you bringing your own food?
Yes.
So you're doing multiple of the water parks, the same water parks on multiple days. Are you doing one more than the other?
I don't know. I'm curious. I've never been to either of them, so we'll see.
Oh, so you make the decision.
Yeah, it's full on like...
Oh, so it's not like we're going to Typhoon Lagoon today.
No.
Interesting.
Because they have the annual pass.
Yeah. But I didn't know if you, as a family, I didn't know if you're like traveling.
No, I get what you're saying. Like,
you eat together, right?
That's what it is. Yes, we eat together. We will sup together. One thing that did get thrown out is that Disney's doing this, it's like bring a friend day or something while we're down there, and you can get a park hopper pass for like $79.
Yeah.
While we're down there. So my mom was kind of like, hey, if you guys want to go to the park,
it's one of the options.
This is one of the things you could do. It's on one of the days.
You can take a friend.
But we decided,
it's gonna be crowded.
My sisters and I decided that we want to do a non-park Disney
vacation.
You
want
to keep
it pure.
Yeah, we want to keep it pure, Terry. And we want to go to the parks for our Christmas tradition. We'll save it for that.
I'm going to be completely honest with you. Like, I feel like you're onto something, because the last thing that I want to do in June in Florida is go to the parks.
Go stand in a line for Peter Pan for an hour.
Yeah. Right. Well, I mean, at least half that line's covered, which is nice.
Still hot.
Still hot. And they have the new queue, which is great.
Yeah. But man, you're just going to go and...
It's hot.
Well, I said this like on Twitter, and I thought I was saying a controversial thing, but I am much, after this last trip being so hardcore Disney Springs, we spent so much time there, that like I more want to go back and do that than I do the parks at this point. It's not oversaturation, because I love going to the parks, but there is the heat in the summer, there's all that, and I'm going down in a couple weeks with my son for a couple days. I doubt we'll hit a park. I mean, we may do it just because we have annual passes, and it's kind of like, well, we're here, but in my mind, I'd rather just go have a good meal and hang out and chill and... A lot of great areas of the air conditioning and the void.
The void.
But I haven't done the water parks. I haven't done the water parks with him either yet. So I'm curious how things go for you. So it's Blizzard Beach and Typhoon Lagoon.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just going to bounce back between those two.
I think so. We'll see which one's my favorite. I'll be able to give a trip report whenever I come back.
We have tasked you, by the way, because you may not have listened to the full thing, but back when we... did that takeover show that everyone thought killed the podcast?
Mm-hmm,
it did.
Mm-hmm.
The podcast. I can't say the word podcast without adding a K at the end.
Podcast.
But you have been tasked with going to Disney Springs and trying to recreate the experience formerly known as the Bourbon Trail at Disney Springs.
I'm going
to
do it.
Now that it is over.
Yep. I want to just see if we can...
Oh, it's officially over now?
It had a pretty narrow window. By the time he goes, it ends this month.
It's still debatable if it ever begins.
I think it ends this week.
So you're,
I think it's the 18th or 19th.
You're excited though about water park.
I am,
because I think there's a lot of our audience that's probably like, we made this whole trip down there. There's an Epcot,
and I get that. Don't get me wrong. Like, I totally understand it. It might seem to
some
people.
You may regret it.
Yeah, I doubt it. It seems to some people it might be like you're missing out on the whole freaking reason you go down there, but. Two, when you go often, when you go a lot, you know, you kind of lose a little bit of that magic. So this, to me, is kind of like getting a glimpse of the magic, you know, but then you don't get to, it's kind of like, delayed gratification. Be like, it'll make me want to go even more next year, because it'll be like, last time we came, we didn't get to go to the park, did the water parks, I hate those places now, go back to the park, you know.
That's how it was for character dining for a while. We did that over going to the parks and doing that, because it's like, oh, you got, when you were there, you got to still do the characters and the meet and greets and all that. Now my daughter's terrified of them, so that's fun. But until then, it was really great, because it would be that same kind of thing. We didn't have to, because there is a large amount of stress to get you and your family in the parks.
Yeah, and I'm interested. I've never taken Johnny to a water park. He's 3.
Yeah.
So we'll see how this goes. This could be a completely new, you know.
I told my son when he learned how to swim, we'd go. He wants to go to Volcano Bay, because he sees the ads. He's lazily learned how to, he knows how to swim for last year. I'm just kind of waiting for that ask.
No, I get that.
We'll see.
Johnny's, so how long are you there total? Like, how many water park? So possibly like 6 water park days.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Oof. Are there a lot of attractions? Here's my problem, and I'll be completely honest with our audience.
Let's go.
The last time I walked into a Walt Disney World water park was probably in the late 90s.
Like, I don't think I've ever been.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Blizzard
I don't think
Beach
I've ever been.
Was the last one I went. I went there right around open. And that has been a long time. It's like when everyone was saying yesterday, can you believe Jurassic Park was 25 years ago? I'm like, yeah, I can. You know why? I was 6 years old.
Mm.
You know what I was? A child. A little child. I can believe it. I've seen some stuff since then.
I've like, seen some stuff.
When people are like, something is 10 years ago, I'm like, yeah, that's a while. But that doesn't feel like it was that long ago. But when someone says 25 years, I'm like, yeah, I was 7.
I'm curious what you've seen.
I've got my own Fallen Kingdom. Yeah. Don't ask me about it.
Are you making a Jurassic World reference? It's
Jurassic Park 3, Fallen Kingdom.
I do have. Wait, Jurassic Park 3 is Fallen Kingdom?
No, I'm throwing it back.
This one's Fallen Kingdom. Well, Jurassic Park 3 doesn't have a name, right?
No, it's just Jurassic Park 3.
It has a name. I think it was the worst movie ever made.
It wasn't.
I don't actually remember that movie at all.
Jurassic Park 3? I saw that. At Universal. I saw that at at Universal.
Speaking of Fallen Kingdom, there is on Monday night, it's the night out on your own. And that's probably when Dawn and I will go see Jurassic Park Fallen Kingdom. Funny fact about she and I, before we knew each other, when we were both kids, she was in the Orlando area. I was in Mississippi. The first like novel that I read, Michael Crichton's Jurassic Park. Also the first novel she read, independent of each other.
So
it's a love terrible story. Novel for kids.
It's a love story.
You should read it.
Because Riker's been wanting to see Jurassic Park. We've been going back and forth of whether we're going to show it to him.
Mm-hmm.
He's still a little young, I feel like.
I've showed Johnny like certain scenes. Yeah, he's like, look pieces. At the T-Rex.
Yeah.
You know, and
like the T-Rex eating the attorney.
He loves the trailer. I told Riker that part. He did not get it because like there's this hilarious part where a guy gets eaten off the toilet. And he's like, what? Now I'm scared of the toilet. He's in the bathroom. Like, oh, I said this way wrong. In my head, it was funny.
You mean when I'm sitting on the toilet, a dinosaur can eat me?
Right.
Yeah.
So now he doesn't use toilets.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the attractions list here at Blizzard Beach. Not much has changed. It seems like most of the... I remember the toboggan racers well. I did not do Summit Plummet. I was too scared of it. Now I think I'd be too scared of it for like back problem reasons. Not because I'm scared of heights or anything.
Are you scared?
I like the chairlift. That sounds fun.
Question. So there's only two Disney...
Water parks.
Used to be three.
Really two and a half.
Y'all are... So
what's the half?
It's one just from River Country for the mosquitoes.
Mm. No, you can't go there, though. No. There's one shuttered.
The one shuttered?
There's one's closed.
And then I guess the random one that was I guess it wasn't a water park, the island thing.
That's it. That's River Country.
No, that's Discovery. What was the island called?
No, the one that's abandoned is River Country.
River Country.
Because you can't get in the river anymore.
No, you can't. You don't want to go in the river. You don't want that river.
Back in my day, we used to get in that River Country. And if you still go there, they play the music.
So,
ghostly.
Are you guys doing any other water parks outside of Disney parks?
No. That's why I said... We have the option of the pool at the resort as well.
Got it.
Discovery Island. It was a...
Because in order to keep it like economical...
What's Discovery Island?
Price-wise.
Right. And you know what?
You want to get the season pass.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking.
Annual pass and then go to...
Yes.
True. Another park.
And like I said, we did throw around the idea of bopping on over to Universal, but actually, I was the one that squashed that idea because, number one, I looked at my bank account and was like, maybe we wait till next year. But then also... they're refurbishing the Jurassic Park ride, and I believe next year, and this might just be Hollywood, but I'm hoping for Orlando, too, it's going to be a Jurassic World thing. So I was like, why don't we wait and go when that's there, you know?
Yeah, they haven't confirmed it closing in Universal Orlando yet, because there is rumor that there'll be a brand new Jurassic World section that's going to be built in what will be potentially their fourth park.
Yeah.
So they may not change it, because we've seen that happen now, where it's like the... Kong, you know, was essentially the same attraction just done on the tour, and then Fast and the Furious done the tour, and then built attractions a couple of years later. So I'm curious if the Jurassic World thing happens. It'll be a lot of screens.
A lot of screens.
Yeah, which will be a bummer.
I have a question. What's the point of the chairlift at Blizzard Beach?
And just to get you around. It's like a lazy river in the air. Isn't that fun?
It's cool.
When you go down Summit Plummet, does it distill the fake snow? Poof.
Oh, I don't... Okay, and one of the parks got refurbished a few years ago. It was, like, getting hardcore refurbished.
Well, they all get refurbished, like, every winter. They close for...
There was one that was...
cold, too.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's like, what, Grease? What is it? Like, 75 degrees, you said?
Max.
So cold.
Yeah.
Christmas. So I'm just excited to get to go and experience both of the water parks.
You can meet Lilo and Stitch there.
Ooh. That sounds like fun.
I think he's in his little Elvis ensemble there, too.
Is he?
Hey, yo, that's a good idea.
I haven't spent much time there.
I saw some people posting pictures with him. there was an event there last week. So,
are you going to get your own private cabana?
No.
Oh.
No,
they're
sir.
Called Beachcomber Shacks.
Oh.
Maybe.
Fancy.
Maybe.
Sounds nice.
Chris says on Facebook, he says, I went on Summit Plummet October 2016. You could feel every transition to the next slide section. It wasn't a great feeling.
That sounds bad.
That does sound bad. I'll let you guys know. I enjoy going on water slides because it makes me a little nervous. And you're like standing in line having to not think about it. You know, like I'm not about to potentially
trying to carry
fall off this thing.
Big raft.
Right.
Yeah.
They used to have, and they've opened it on the Disney cruise ship similar. And Volcano Bay actually has opened one too. But when we were kids, there was, what was it called? Not Dristuka. It went wild with the
Bombay Rocket?
Yeah, where the floor dropped out from under you.
Oh,
so you got into a little rocket capsule, and they counted it down, and it went, and then you'd fall.
Woo!
Never did it. Never did it. Watched a lot of people do it.
Yeah.
Never did it.
That's awesome.
No. Now I'd do it.
Cross Country Creek is more my speed.
What I like is that in the new Volcano Bay one, it drops you into a tube.
Okay, I did
a tube or a tube.
What? Those are the same word. What
word did you say? You say tube or tube
or tube?
What are you saying?
Like a tube, like a tube, the tombstone.
Oh,
a tomb.
A tomb. Like a grave.
That's what you said.
Okay.
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 Thought we were.
There you go. Killing the conversation again.
Family
Terry.
Feud mama over here. Have y'all seen that clip? It's hilarious.
Yeah, Google it.
I have watched a lot of Family Feud clips.
Yeah.
You know what ruined Family Feud for me? The HQ? HQ kind of ruined game shows for me because I'm like, I have no stakes in this.
Mm. I have no stakes in this?
Yeah.
You what does that mean?
You can get into a fight over
or
Will
snakes?
Of Fortune.
Stakes.
He said tomb.
Am I saying things wrong? No,
no,
you're not.
I'm just.
I have no stake
crappy.
In it. I'm sorry, not stakes. Well, yes. What?
Okay, so you're saying when you watch a game show on TV,
no.
You know you can't
he's
win.
Not, no, he's
so
not going to win at Wheel of Fortune.
Right.
I don't think that's.
You're the only person that thinks that, Logan.
Literally the only person that thinks that.
Tell that to the 2 million people that watch HQ or whatever. I don't even play
that
often.
I don't think that that 2 million people have been like, I'm done with Jeopardy.
Jeopardy's a little different because at least you're learning. But what? I'm done with what?
It's a trivia show just like HQ.
Ugh. Right. That one I feel like, but I'm done with the Family Feud.
Because it's funny.
Will's wife's won.
Taylor
multiple
No
times.
Deal's back. It's filming in Orlando. Has. Not interested.
She's got like $2.
Meghan Markle was a deal in O'Neill.
$3.
I brought the briefcase.
Did Void twice on your recommendation. It was awesome. Thank you, Michael. Michael also said on Facebook, hit up Typhoon Lagoon. It was great. You know, there's also those...
Family of the Day.
Ooh.
He said they got selected as the Family of the Day.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Michael, can you elaborate on that, please? Because I want to get selected as the Family of the Day.
Yeah, like, is there pro tip pointers in order to get that?
He also said he had dinner at the Whispering Canyon Cafe, and the food was bad. Just bad.
The Whispering Canyon food is fine.
Fine.
Yeah.
But is it fine on the level of that meme where you're that guy sitting in the burning building saying, this is fine?
It's not bad.
Okay.
I would not say it's bad. It's been probably a year since I've been. It's not
is
bad.
Is that the family style one?
With the ketchup and all that. They don't do that as much anymore. Remember? Yeah.
The food is
tolerable.
Mm.
I will say this. If you happen to bring a group of folks to Whispering Canyon knows that like you're the one that's paying the bill, they treated me like someone like, hey, Terry, want to buy you a drink? So I was like, well, I'll have a Maker's and Coke, you know, because it was like, it's what would Will do, you know? It's like that was on the menu. And so they
Grease
brought
has
me,
that bracelet.
They brought 90s. Me a Coke, and then they brought me like a lowboy full of bourbon, like a four finger pour, you know,
mix your own.
I was like, okay,
you choose the ending, Terry.
Oh, that's cool.
Choose your own adventure, bourbon.
So what you're telling me to do is pretend like I'm going to pay for my family's
entire meal. Well, you have a large... Yeah, there's 12 of you.
And I just kind
of
pass that on down to my dad and say, got you again, man. It's been 34 years
of this. Or you can just
magic
band.
Then it's
charges to his magic band.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
Anne Marie said she'd assume the food is comparable to Crystal Palace. I would say it's...
I like Crystal
Palace. It's better than that, I'd say. Just because it's maybe a little fresher. You're not talking about buffet? They bring you food.
On to the buffet.
What?
I like... Crystal Palace food. So
Crystal Palace
is
a buffet, right? Yeah.
I like that.
I thought you said it's not a buffet.
No, I said onto the buffet.
No, I like it. I'm saying it's a little bit fresher. It's good. What else did anybody say anything good? Dave said hearing Logan say that the food is fine reminds him of Cody Rhodes saying the Bullet Club is fine.
Boom.
There you go, Dave.
That's, you have to go way down the rabbit hole to get that reference. Where's Dylan when you need him?
He's working.
He's
Dylan
working
is fine.
Diligently.
You want to talk about Simple Contacts?
Diligently.
Yeah. Tell me about it, Logan.
Well, give me just a second. I'll tell you about him.
Pull it up.
I'm just trying to like get prepped to talk about my friends at Simple Contacts because they're close personal friends. They're good people. And they provide a good service. You know what that service is, Will?
They simplify your contact experience.
Yes, it's like the movie Contact.
There are aliens out there.
I don't know if you guys, some and Jodie Foster
Jodie
shows
Foster
up.
Was in a film called Contact, and that's our sponsor for this week. It's the 25th anniversary of Contact. And, and we're giving away a Blu-ray.
It's so simple.
It's a good 3D Blu-ray.
It's a special edition.
I'm still thinking that this is real right now.
I'm all in on it, though. I'm like, how can I get that Blu-ray?
You guys remember how that movie ended?
Yeah.
Sad,
and
right?
Flash of light.
Don't spoil it for people who haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, spoiler alert. Contact ends with a flash of light.
If you haven't seen a movie in 25 years.
It is the 25th anniversary of Contact, and it's available right now at local Best Buy stores.
Wait, really? No, I'm confused.
So much editing on this show.
Uh-oh.
You would.
Contact?
You would, Tim.
What's
Stephanie, by the way, is his wife, just so what? You know. It's not some...
the movie Contact, Grease.
Oh, but yeah. What I'm really talking about is our friends at Simple Contacts. Now,
oh, there's an S on the end.
Yes.
You're not saying snakes, you're saying steaks.
Right. Now, I don't wear contacts, but you, Matt Lott...
I do.
People would never know it, but you do.
I do.
That clear. And you used Simple Contacts. You went to their website. I went to the website and just played around, tried stuff out. It was a very simple...
super simple.
Super simple experience.
I'm actually almost at the point where I need to reorder. So I was thinking to myself, I need to go to Simple Contacts website very soon.
Yep. And they let you renew your prescription and reorder your brand of lenses from anywhere in minutes. Simple Contacts brings the doctor's office to your home. The vision test is designed by doctors and every test is carefully reviewed by a doctor. That's on their website. It's a vision test to renew your lenses straight up from your computer screen. It's pretty cool. They offer an amazing selection with every brand of lens and their prices are hard to beat. The eye exam is just $20 and they offer free shipping. Note though, the Simple Contacts vision test isn't a replacement for your periodic full eye health exam. It's just for renewing your contacts. The technology hasn't gotten there yet.
No. Nope.
It's probably there.
But that'd be terrifying if we just had that technology accessible.
It's like the movie Contact.
Oh.
But you may expect you go to the website, you're like, this can't really be like real. You're not going to be able to do all this. Look, you're like me, you've been going to the eye doctor so often that you feel like, look, nothing's changed. My eyes have leveled out. Well, guess what? You go over to Simple Contacts, boom, you're going to renew your prescription. And guess what they're doing? They're offering not only a really cool service, but a really good deal to those who listen to WDW today to save $30 on your first Simple Contacts order. Go to simplecontacts.com/WDW. Enter that promo code WDW at checkout. That's $30 off your first Simple Contacts order when you go to simplecontacts.com/WDW. Enter the promo code WDW at checkout. And I want to thank them for supporting us here because without our great sponsors, we wouldn't be able to come to you and do this awesome, whether we're streaming here for you right here live on social media or whether we are... you're listening to us on our podcast feed, which most of you are. We appreciate that. So anything else on your trip?
Well, I was hoping that you guys had experiences with these water parks because I was going to ask you which one is the scariest ride because I want to ride it.
It sounds like Summit Plummet from people's examples.
That's River Country.
Oh,
Summit Plummet seems like people are saying because of how painful it is now to ride it. That it may be the worst.
Okay.
You know what I really like, though, and I have very vivid, specific memories, is there is a, you compete, which would be good for your families, on this raft ride.
Like a game show?
It's the mats. On the mats. It's a sprint. There's like three little humps.
Oh. What? You race each other?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can all go together.
You go on your belly, you lay down on it, okay. And I think they do like a 3-2-1. And then you go flying down this mountain.
Yeah.
Let's see what's actually called. Which I think it has a very generic name. I said it earlier.
By the third time you're there, you're going to need to mix it up a little
bit. Toboggan Racers. Toboggan Racers is probably my favorite.
This is at
Blizzard
Beach.
You know what? This is at Blizzard Beach. Okay. You know what I also like? I don't know if they even have them in either of these. Do either of them have like the big multi-person? Yeah, like Team Boat Springs. I like those. The big old raft rides.
Yeah.
Where you get in with like your whole family.
Yeah.
It's a great experience.
Yes.
Someone goes flying out. It's awesome. When I was a kid, I used to go to the Black Hole in Panama City.
Mm-hmm.
It was not a water park. It was just a slide. There's three slides.
You're just calling Panama City a black hole?
Black hole, yeah. And I don't know if y'all would do this, but would y'all throw yourself off the raft intentionally and be like, oh, sorry?
Yeah. Everyone does that.
Is it a thing?
The fun thing is to throw yourself off, but then right towards the end, scramble back to it and get back in.
They didn't kick you out of the black hole.
Yes.
The black hole was legit. You go to the back of a putt-putt course. There were three slides. One was covered. It was the black hole. The others were like the side black holes. And they were open. And you would have a raft. And it would always inevitably fly out from under you and scratch the crud out of your stomach and
out
of your body.
That's what I'm talking about.
Just shred it up. Just like you've been on a pool from 1974. Like your skin is just ripped to shreds. But it was so much fun. I know it's not there anymore because it closed even when I was a kid. But that's the kind of business I wish still existed in 2018, where it's just like, y'all, oh, you got a water park? No, we got three slides. Where are they? They're right next to each other. You got to wait in this long, hot line on burning asphalt. Mm. As Terry said, burning asphalt reminds him of old theme parks, and that's kind of how I feel too.
The theme park water park we used to go to when I was a kid in Panama City was Shipwreck Island.
Still there?
We've talked about it before. Yeah. And so that's another reason I'm looking forward to going.
Shipwreck Island was great. I was a season pass holder, not to brag. Shipwreck Island.
I'm hoping this trip to these water parks with my family
has
that
nostalgia.
Yeah, it'll bring back a little bit of that nostalgia just from when we were
like, y'all go over there over by that big mushroom.
Stand under that mushroom. You know, take a picture.
Yeah, tell my wife, look at that big mushroom.
Now, you know what I love at Blizzard Beach is Winter Summerland, the putt-putt golf course.
Ooh.
It's one of my favorite putt-putt courses.
I haven't even thought about putt-putt golf.
I've been to that more recently than I've been to that.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, do you know how much new stuff you're going to know?
See, this is why this is going to be great. Because I've never done this part of Disney. It's just another aspect of Disney World that I'm going to get to go explore, and you never will because you're afraid of it.
Or no, after 2 days, you're going to go, well, that's it. We're getting hoppers.
Anybody got a parasail?
No.
Here's why I don't think I've ever done a water park at Disney. I love the buses at Disney. I know all y'all do not like buses.
No,
but
I love the buses, go to the water park.
I like the buses. It's easy. You don't have to think. All you got to do is just read on the front of the bus. Anyway. Every time I get on a bus going back to the resort or something, there's normally like a half a bus for, or the bus is co-branded. Like one says like Animal Kingdom / Blizzard Beach. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
So whenever you ride that bus and you pick up people from, say, Blizzard Beach, they look...
They don't seem happy.
Defeated. Well, like they look like they... have not lounged. They look like, I mean, the sun and water combination, they look like they just need a nap so bad.
It's one of the best parts of going to a water park.
Yeah.
I feel like that could be the case. I just don't know.
I'm excited about it.
The good thing is y'all aren't having to go to the water park for the day to feel like you're getting value. You can literally go for like 4 hours in the morning.
Go home.
Go home, take a nap. And then
wander around the resort.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a fun trip.
Yeah, I think this is going to end up being resort trip.
It could be.
More than we went to water parks twice.
Could be. And again, I've never stayed at the Wilderness Lodge.
You at Copper Creek or are you at the...
Ooh, I knew the answer to this the other day, and I meant to remember.
I bet you it's on the Mississippi spreadsheets.
Mississippi spreadsheet.
It's my new website, MississippiSpreadsheets.com. Everything is drawn. Hand-drawn.
Can't find it. I'll have to look it up.
All right. I think this is the time to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Well, so water slides, we're going to have big reviews on those
coming up.
So if you've been waiting for that hot water slide coverage.
Yeah.
It is Copper Creek. Oh, yeah.
So what, Terry, is that good or bad?
Very nice, sir. What size room are you guys? Are you in a 3-bedroom?
It's probably like the biggest one ever.
Are you guys in multiples? Is that how do you guys?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Y'all end up getting the big rooms, right?
I think we might have like a 2-bedroom and then a single.
Okay.
I think we typically do that to kind of give a little space.
They're really nice.
Yeah. I'm excited. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I'll be able to come back and say that thing tore my back up every day I left defeated. Or I can say I got on that bus and I was happy I lived.
I like that those are your options. There's yep. not, it was just a great day. Nope. That's not an option.
No, it's either like
either happy or survived.
Rousing success or just bitter defeat for me. It's one or the other.
All right. Well, with that, it's time to wrap up. Thank you guys for listening this week on WDW Today. We'll be back next week. You'll be gone, though, Mr. Lott.
Whoop.
So if you find him.
Wait. Is it next week?
I think so.
No. I thought you were going in July.
No.
The 23rd.
That's in 11. That's yeah, in 10 30th. Days. So you may be here still next week.
Maybe I should know your schedule better.
I'll send it to you again.
they should play a game like. Instead of like hidden Mickeys, you just play Matt Lott week.
Hidden Lotties.
Yeah, hidden Lotties.
Pilates.
So if you see him, his wife, or children, yep. feel free to just go say hi.
Or just stare at them and act like you know who they are.
I've yet to be recognized because of this podcast.
Yeah, well, it's all downhill from here.
I got recognized for other things.
And just give me your Mississippi spreadsheets and I'll make it happen, all right?
It's a piece of paper.
Yeah, if we tweet out where you are. Which, by the way, if you ever want like some like cool perks, sometimes you can do that. Be like, here's where I am. People are like, here, we'll go to this private club.
Ooh.
If anyone's Club 33 members, by the way, and want to get us in, I'd be happy to be your
if
your
anybody
guest.
Wanted to experience the trying to recreate the Bourbon Trail at Disney Springs.
If you guys want to all move to Golden Oak together, give me a call.
That's me and Logan's plan.
Together. Dude, right away.
We're going to buy a giant mansion down there.
Which is so expensive.
Yeah.
Look, we're just trying to get $40 million on this podcast. If we can do that, then we can afford their mid-size home.
Got it.
One of their townhomes.
Like a nice 4-3.
Nailed it. Let's do it.
All right. For that,
I'm Logan. Can we end this?
I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
He's miserable.
I'm Matt Lott.
Every week.
And I'm the Grease.
We'll see you on the next show. Bye.